Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival with our long Easter weekend coming up too. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, you are here, there, and everywhere. You are always at the hot spots, the cool places. You were at the Juno Awards recently?
I was at the Juno Awards. After almost 20 years of my husband going to every single event that has to do with my job, I finally went to one that has to do with his. And was it ever fantastic? Halifax was alive with Canadian talent and Canadian music. It was really something else. I was so happy to be there. We got to some amazing after parties. We heard some fabulous emerging singers songwriters and musicians. It was quite the experience. Now I want to go every year.
Oh, fantastic. And there were some really memorable moments. Of course, Nelly Furtado hosting, and the tribute to Gordon Lightfoot and Robbie Robertson was quite touching.
Tribute to Robbie Robertson. My goodness, and to Gordon Lightfoot, of course. We had tears in our eyes.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, and Ann Murray. Great to see Ann Murray.
And Ann Murray, the opening act. How incredible was that? A friend of ours is high up in the organization of the Juno, so we knew about 30 seconds before she walked out that she was coming out.
Nice. Excellent. Well, it's good to have you back in Stratford. And, of course, we got the upcoming season for Stratford Festival. And I love With Something Rotten, It's Hard to Be the Bard. I love all the sneak peeks with Something Rotten that's coming up, some of the songs that they're releasing, photos and more. We're looking forward to this one.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, It's Hard to Be the Bard. Jeff Lillico playing Shakespeare, of course, in this wonderful video that we've just released with, it really looks like a Queen video, an homage to Queen, shall we say. Please, just before I left for the Junos for Halifax, the show, Something Rotten, had its SITS probe, and I may have mentioned this because it's my favorite day of the year. It's the day when the orchestra and the actors are together in one room playing and singing. They get to look at each other. It's the only time all year they actually get to see each other. And the reactions of the singers to the incredible music and of the musicians to the incredible singing warms my heart, gives me a thrill. I adore it. And, of course, I got to hear the show start to finish, and it's every bit as magnificent as I thought. So funny. It's so funny. So if you liked Spamalot last year, you're going to love this.
I think so.
It is a rare occasion when even the actors are saying, this show's so funny, because, of course, they're all so modest about what they're doing, but they are so caught up in it because it's, of course, a musical we've never done before, and it's the only time it's been done professionally in Canada. So
yeah.
Let's get out and see it. I'm going to go to the first preview on April 16th, and then I think I'm going to have to hold myself back from going to the second preview on April 20th.
Fair enough. And, yeah, as we should mention, preview performances are coming up fast.
Yeah, April 16th, first one. I can't believe that. I guess I got a lot to get done before then.
No, absolutely. And be sure to get your tickets. Get your preview tickets or tickets for the upcoming season with StratfordFestival.ca. And we look forward to more shows that are going to be happening or soon to be in rehearsal. I know another teaser trailer is out for Wendy and Peter Pan. We look forward to that and so many more shows, Ann.
Yeah, over at the Avon, we've got people flying through the air getting Peter Pan ready. And I should say Wendy and Peter Pan. And the crocodile, I mean, there's going to be so much. There's going to be just a feast for the eyes in this show. Kids are going to enjoy it, but parents are really going to love it. This is a beautiful adaptation of J.M. Barrie's original story. There's just a couple of tiny little twists in it that make it even more poignant, especially for the adult audience. I'm not certain that the children will notice the difference. They'll be watching all the fun of the pirates and the pirate ship and the crocodile and the flying in the air, but for adults, I think they're really going to get something even more out of this than out of the original.
Part of the magic with Stratford Festival, Ann Swerdfeger. And anything else before we let you go? I mean, recently celebrating World Theatre Day, and I think about how the world comes to Stratford with the Stratford Festival.
Yeah, aren't we fortunate? We did that economic impact study that we talked about before, $276.7 million generated by this Stratford Festival here in Stratford and beyond into the economy of the province and the country. We're really fortunate. When I was in Halifax, I went to visit an old friend of my parents and of mine who was a director and an associate artistic director here at the festival in the 70s. And he launched the Wolfville Festival and built an absolutely beautiful, smaller festival stage seating about 600 people. And it lasted 13 years. It's so sad to see. I went over and saw the theater, which is dedicated in his and his partner's names. And it is absolutely exquisite. Mike Langham was there, Christopher Plummer, Peter Donat. They were backed by the best people, and people came to perform. They developed Atlantic talent and just couldn't make a go of it. And we see so many theaters closing or shrinking around the world right now. So we are fortunate here in Stratford to have people like Anita Gaffney and Anthony Cimolino, who are just so hardworking in supporting and keeping the Stratford Festival on the tracks, stable financially, our incredible donors, all the people locally who support us. It's a miracle story that we are doing as well as we are, and we all need to stay behind the Stratford Festival because we know how much it means to this community and, of course, to the arts in Canada.
And thank you so much for that, Anne. And Anne Swartfeger, you're a big, big part of the story, and thank you, Anne, for all that you do with Stratford Festival.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. That's very kind.
All right. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for details. Get your tickets, preview performances fast approaching, and the upcoming season to look forward to with Stratford Festival. And thanks so much for your time, and have a great Easter long weekend.
Thank you. You too, Jamie. I hope the bunny is good to you.